Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And when you hear the word mother, what comes to mind? Maybe it's your own mother or the idea of motherhood. How about the word madre, its Spanish equivalent? Well, it turns out that the word madre is much more complicated than it may appear at first blush. That's what Liza Bakewell, a linguistic anthropologist at Brown University, discovered after studying the five-letter, two-syllable word and all its hidden meanings over a multi-year period. Bakewell's new book, a mix of memoir, research, and travelogue, is called, Madre, Perilous Journeys with a Spanish Noun. Liza Bakewell, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you very much, Brian. Happy to be here.
So why were you so interested in learning more about the word madre, the simple word for mother, in a language other than English?
Well, 20 years ago, living in Mexico, 22 years ago, truth be told, I heard for the first time two expressions while conducting fieldwork on politics, que padre and me vale madre. And I heard them all the time. My friends and acquaintances were young, mostly 30-something, and from Mexico City, artists. And like artists many places, they lived on the margins yet commented upon society. In other words, they are often, you know, good barometers of what the culture is up to. And they used these two expressions and many others with madre in them often. But what I discovered was it was appropriate to use que padre in any situation, whereas the madres were inappropriate to use anywhere. And, of course, they're in the category of swear words or curse words. So they have their appropriate applications, which were not on the airwaves, shall we say. And this intrigued me, and I just kind of kept this interest in these two expressions that seemed opposite from one another. Que padre, literally meaning what a father, but its application is to anything fabulous, whether or not it's last night's dinner or a painting, a book, the traffic, the car you're driving. Me vale madre, it's worth a mother. Its actual translation is much more of a swear word. Mm-hmm. But its application is the same, only it means figuratively it's worthless. And I just, as a young feminist back then, I thought, how is it possible in a country that has a reputation of loving, maybe even worshiping mothers, that there can be an expression, it's worth a mother, and have it translate into worthless, and its counterpart, father, having its translation and application to everything fabulous. And I sat with that for many years before I actually sat down to write the book because I had other commitments.
And listeners, we've got a request for those of you who are bilingual. We want to know an interesting Spanish language expression that includes the word madre. An interesting Spanish language expression that includes the word madre. Now, with a kind of off-color connotations that Liza was just talking about, you know, that matters even though you're not speaking English on the radio here. We think the FCC language police are bilingual. So careful a little bit around the edges. Also, we have a siete segundo delay button here at WNYC, so it's not going to get on the air anyway if you use some other word in there. But seriously, an interesting Spanish language expression that includes the word madre. You have any? 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692 for Liza Bakewell, author of Madre, Perilous Journeys with a Spanish Noun. And Liza, beyond that one expression and the comparison with the way padre is used that you just described, you found many different meanings of the word madre. You found contradictory meanings. It can mean whore. It can mean virgin. It can mean, you know, those mothers in government. How diverse is it?
Very, although almost all of them are in the category of probably not appropriate to say in front of the president or any kind of polite company. Mm. Like a lot of swear words in English, some of your listeners who are a little older can probably remember the time when the word damn was absolutely not to be spoken at the dinner table, but it's come out in the open now. There That's true of the Madres. There's a lot more out in the open. They're not on TV, although on occasion I actually have heard a few, some of the more mild ones. The Madres are caught up in severe swear words that, as you've just noted, and I was giggling because I can, your Spanish speakers are probably giggling at the whole idea of calling in Madres, because the interesting thing about swear words, and we know it from English, is they cause humor in certain contexts and bonding as much as they can cause in other contexts. They can be fighting words in other contexts. Mm-hmm. And the Madres evoke laughter and bonding and camaraderie as much as they can fist fights, and one has to be very careful. And I think part of the issue with the word madre is its strength draws from its articulation between what you've just pointed out, the violated woman and the pure, untouched woman. But it also draws strength from the literal and metaphorical aspects of the word, like the possibilities of broad application and meaning, from mother tongue, mother land, mother country, to one's own mother, of course, an actual person. Mm-hmm. And all of these mothers have a relationship to the individual, a very visceral relationship, actually, in Mexico in particular, not only, of course, with one's actual mother, but the mother, the madre patria, the mother fatherland in Mexico, when drawn in a cartoon, for example, is drawn as a woman, Mexico the country. And so when there's discussion of perhaps the United States invading Mexico, and over the years, this pops up in national discourses. And now with the drug issues, it's popped up again. Often in cartoons, that woman is seen as a violated woman. Mm-hmm. But that woman is the mother country. And so mother can, just the word mother palpitates viscerally in folks and has this enormous broad application. But I was laughing when you mentioned to your listeners, yes, because, of course, the word can go in very dramatic and forceful directions, which I won't be able to translate for you.
Right. I understand. Although you could tiptoe around them and kind of hint at it. But mother, fatherland, it's a concept that we don't really have in English. Amy in Passaic, you're on WNYC. Hello. Amy, let me try to press this button in the proper way. Amy, we have you now. Hi.
Yes, hi. Good morning, Brian. Hello.
Hi. You have a phrase?
Yes. No grite, no mama. You know, if you don't cry, you don't get your mother.
Where does that originate, do you know?
Well, I heard it first in the Caribbean, Dominican Republic, but it's often used in politics or in litigation settings.
Thank you very much. If you don't cry, you don't get your mother. Annie and Wilton, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, this is Annie Farrell. I've just come back from Terra Madre in Italy, which is Slow Food International's annual or semi-annual summit, and which brings together about 7,000 to 9,000 people celebrating diversity all over the world in food and culture, language, etc.
And so they use the name, the word Madre.
Terra Madre.
Mother Earth?
That's right, Terra Madre, and it's,
yes,
an extraordinary summit that happens every other year.
Thank you very much. Barbara in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. My husband years ago worked in a Hispanic neighborhood at a hip center, and when they used to curse each other out, he learned, I'm not going to say the whole thing, tu madre tiene una barba, and then there's a little more that I don't know if I should say.
All right. Thank you. And James in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, James.
Howdy. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
Your guest happens to be right with respect to La Madre Patria. I'm Puerto Rican, and when we refer to La Madre Patria, we are talking about, with respect to Spain. But there's another word with madre, is que madre. Que madre is like, wow, how did that happen? Que madre, as she was talking about la el padre.
So a similar use, like, wow, that was amazing, and but with madre instead of padre.
Exactly.
In a positive sense. So maybe that can go both ways, Liza?
I I love hearing those from other countries. In Mexico, the only way to... There's no que madre in Mexico. It's que padre. Although there are, in jokes, they invert these expressions. But there was a TV program called Que Madre Tan Padre, meaning, you know, what a mother, she's such a father. But there is an expression in Mexico, and the listener can let me know if this is true in Puerto Rico, a toda madre, a total mother, and it means fabulous. Now, it's predicated probably on perhaps not the virgin being the fabulous total mother, but a toda madre, and it's now used a lot more in public as well. It's kind of been taken back by feminists.
We have a minute left, and James, thanks for your call. Two things real quick. One, you found out that the Catholic Church has played maybe the biggest role in shaping Mexican Spanish, including the word madre.
I would say the Catholic Church has certainly had an impact on Spanish in the Spanish-speaking world. They grew up together, the language and the church, dating way back to the eighth century. But the state in Mexico is what makes the Madres of Mexico Mexican. It's really the rise of the state in the 1850s.
And can you do this in 30 seconds? You always make an interesting and witty point on grammar. Tell us what happens when one man walks into a room of 99 women.
And those women, let's call them madres. Las madres become los padres. They become lost and los because of the grammatical rule. Of course, you can maintain, here is a room of madres and padres, but grammatically you also are permitted to say, here is a room of padres, even though you might have 99 madres because of the grammatical rule that los may or may not include the lasses.
Liza Bakewell, author of Madre, Perilous Journeys with a Spanish Noun. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And listeners, you can keep posting your favorite Spanish expressions or interesting ones on our website, where the FCC does not obtain, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, Spanish language expressions that include the word Madre.